Collective Minds Radio.
Stand on your square, we on the earth, we about to earn it out. Tune in and turn it up to hear what we talking about, whether it's old or a new point. Call in with your viewpoint and add to our collective of colorful perspectives. The brothers, word to the mothers of the queens and the kings. We gon' get into some things, dig deep and going deeper, waking up the sleeper. Who beepin' the peeper? Yeah, your boy done found a keeper. See, we talking.
It is what it is.
Peace. What up, family? We in the building. This is Brother Kev, a.k.a. Cosmic Kev.
And this is Rigel.
Assalamu alaikum. Hotep and the Barragan. This is Brother Mufasa.
And we are Collective Minds Radio, and we are back again, family, another week, hopefully to share constructive dialogue with the family. We are here. We are in the building. Thanks for joining us. Collective Minds, we ain't all got to think alike, but we all have to think. So, yeah, we're looking forward to this week, you know, to get the discussion started. You know, there's been a few things going on this week that we're going to touch on. Make sure y'all hit us up. The number is 929-477-1697. All right, what's good, y'all? And Rigel, how was your week, my sister? And do you have any announcements for us?
I had a great week. No announcements right now, but I did have a great. I guess that is my announcement.
Great week. We'll take it.
Great week.
We'll take it. And Brother Mufasa Ra, how was your week, my brother? And do you have any announcements for us?
Yes, yes. I had a good week also. I was thankful that Brother Zenadine, my cousin, who calls in from time to time, was able to come visit me yesterday. And we had a good time on the bout. So, yeah, I enjoyed my weekend. No major announcements, though.
All right. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Yeah, it was a good week for me as well. We here. What is it? We moving right along through this year. We already in Leo season. You feel me? So shout out to all the Leos out there. You know, we winding down the dog days of summer, as they say. And we are officially in the Jason months. If y'all don't know what the Jason months are, that is July, August, September, October, November. You feel me? So we are in the Jason month. So, yeah, we here, family. And we appreciate everybody joining us. Now, I do have a few things, you know, that I wanted to put on the table. But, you know, I want to defer to my other hosts here. You know, if y'all want to put something out there, you know, what's been going on this week, anything y'all want to touch on real quick. You know, I want to get y'all
you can
the
take
floor
away on my
we get to the call lines.
I passed my time.
Oh, you passed your time. You yield your time, as they be talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, in the government, I yield. You yield your time. My brother Mufasa, anything you want to put out there?
Yeah, I did want to mention, I haven't looked into this story hard yet, but someone told me that in Australia they've been doing lockdowns for people who hadn't took the COVID vaccine, meaning they can't even come out of their house if you ain't vaccinated. I don't know if y'all heard about this, and I meant to try to dive into it harder to look it up before we came on air, but I didn't get a chance to. But I try to look it up while we on here. But yes, I heard that Australia straight up on straight lockdown meaning people can't go nowhere. I mean, they use the military to keep people from going places who haven't been vaccinated. Crazy, pure, utter, craziness.
That is
so
crazy.
So, of course, at the forefront of my mind, unfortunately, is still this COVID vaccine. You know, I know we probably tired of rehashing about that, you know, every week. But I'm telling you, that's really what's been on my mind lately is the way that this, the way that they're forcing these vaccines upon people. So that's what my eye been on. But yeah, I'm going to try to look at this Australia thing before get actual facts on it before we go off air.
Okay. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
And that was,
I haven't, but as you were saying it, I started to look it up as well. But yeah, the COVID or the Delta variant lockdown or the Delta variant squeeze is what I call it, because they about to squeeze the population. And what I mean by squeeze is they trying to weed out or at least separate the people who had the vaccine versus the people who have not had the vaccine. So, you know, that was one of the things I was going to bring up. And I call it the Delta variant squeeze, because it's coming. And as you see, as we see, they starting to ramp up more and more, you know, with the cases and the propaganda and, you know, putting the vaccinated against the unvaccinated. Now I've seen something where I think they're going to start targeting the children, because Fauci had made a statement. You know, he's always been going around doing interviews. He like the doomsday doctor. Every time he does an interview, he says it's all bad and we all going to die. You know what I'm saying? All his interviews are doomsday. Oh, it's going to get bad. Oh, a million people could die, this and that. So he goes on a rant, but now – in his latest interview on one of these shows, actually this was Sunday, right? And just to cite my source, I'm looking at the Daily Mail. It says Dr. Fauci said Sunday that the only way to protect children from the coronavirus when returning to school is to make sure they're wearing masks. You know, he says, quote, we got to protect the children, and he's saying they need masks until – I guess the FDA gives a full approval by the end of August. Okay, so we are in that season. School's about to start. You know, parents got to make the decision, you know, how they're going to move forward as far as their kids going to school. It looks like masks may be mandated. And then once they approve, quote unquote, the FDA approves this vaccine, then they're going to push for kids to get it, you know, I believe. So, you know, you parents out there, just be aware, you know, how you go proceed moving forward with this, you know, with the vaccine. Because, again, they're going to be targeting children with this vaccine coming up. And so, yeah, you just got to be on the lookout. You know, and with the Australia thing, that's crazy. But I can kind of see something like that coming. I'm not sure a full military. Well, I'm not going to say that. I can see something like that coming. Like, nothing would surprise me when it comes to this COVID thing, because a lot of people have fell for the propaganda. They're under the spell. They're scared. They're full of fear. And when you get a population like that, they'll go for anything in the name of safety. You know what I'm saying? They'll go for anything. So, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. And it says Australia, they have, you know, the Delta variant is spreading so fast, and, you know, they don't have enough people being vaccinated. You know, but when you look at Australia, you know, it's a majority European country, basically. You know, they pretty much wiped out most of the Aboriginals in Australia. But this Delta variant is attacking a mostly European, mostly white country. And I just say that just to say, you know, how interesting, you know what I'm saying, that we don't see these type of numbers and lockdowns, quote unquote, in, you know, heavy melanated countries, you know, like Africa, the Caribbean, or things like that. We don't see this thing spreading like that as it did. Remember Italy? It did in Italy, which was another European country. Now it's supposedly attacking Australia, which is another heavily, you know, European country. So I just find that interesting. Did y'all have any other thoughts on that? They about targeting children.
I was reading in the current issue of the Final Call on the cover. It said federal workers and contractors must now take the experimental COVID-19 vaccine or submit to mandatory testing to keep their jobs. And this is based on a presidential decree.
Mm-hmm.
Major corporations are telling employees to get vaccinated or find somewhere else to make a living. You know, this presidential decree, old sleepy joke. The black savior.
Yeah, you guys know that by the end of next month, they will like to have Pfizer fully FDA approved. So I think that once they actually have that approval, I think we're going to really see a stronger shift to a bigger push where they're going to really be, you know, implementing some harder tactics to make people take it. I think it's
Yes, indeed. And they actually shooting for full approval by the end of August, by the end of this month, according to this article in the Daily Mail. They're looking to fully approve these vaccines by the end of the month. See, I don't know if people knew or they didn't know that the vaccines, it was a rush approval. The vaccines are not FDA approved. And again, not saying that the FDA is, you know, a reputable organization or government agency, but the fact that the vaccines have not even been approved by them because they don't want any liability, I think that shows, you know, where the vaccine is at. It's unproven. It hasn't gone through enough trials, in my opinion, to be warranted for them to be pushing it like this on people. You know, so, you know, that's my thing. And even if the FDA did approve it.
Right, because it's not just your opinion. If they ain't approved, it haven't went through enough trials just for legal purposes, you know.
Exactly. So, yeah, that's what I mean by the squeeze. The brother said that they are mandating federal workers, and I think it's going to be a state-by-state cases as far as state workers. They got to get the vaccine. Now, a lot of corporations are preparing, let's say, their employees to get the vaccine. And I think, again, like Roger just said, with the approval, if the FDA gives a full approval, I think we're going to see a lot of corporations mandate the vaccine. Which I'm sure somewhere this has got to be illegal. Like, any lawyers out there could call it, like, anybody in the legal field, like, can they really do this to the population, force you to get a vaccine? Like, is that even something that they can do, you know?
Well, just like with the schools, they mandate vaccines and vaccinations and things like that for students. Some companies will be able to say, hey, in order to work here, that's part of the physical. We got to have us the physical. We have to do drug testing. We got to have a vaccine. Now, I hope it wouldn't get as bad as if you opt out of everything and say, well, whoever say that I have to have this vaccine in order to participate in whatever it is they do, then you just make the decision not to do it. So hopefully it don't get to a point where they say, okay, we come into your house. Whether you participating or not, we need you to get vaccinated. Hopefully it don't get to that drastic point. But other options as far as just being able for companies to say, hey, well, we would like our employees to have this, then they may do that. I can see that happening.
Right. Yeah, see, so. But again, I don't think this is right. Like, the people gotta stand for something now. You know what I'm saying? Like, they are really putting the squeeze down on folks and really demanding that you put a foreign substance in your body that they don't even fully understand or what's, you know, or how it's going to affect or the side effects and all this type of stuff. So it's just crazy to me that they're going to really try to force people to do this. But again, people always come up with a solution, whether it's through exemption or some other means, as a way around this particular type of control. You know, so with me, I'm keeping my options open. And I'm just going to see how this plays out. You know, whatever I have to do, you know, as far as exemption, you know, I'm willing to take those steps. And if it goes any further than that, then that's just what it is. You know what I'm saying? But I digress. You feel me? But the squeeze is on. The Delta variant squeeze is on. And every week they try to ramp it up. You know, they try to ramp it up and shame.
I'm waiting on the first big brawl to come out. That's what I'm waiting on. I'm waiting on the first big brawl where civilians are fighting each other over this COVID, over the vaccine. I'm just waiting. I'm like, any day now, we're going to hear where some people have got into a big brawl over somebody not being vaccinated. I can feel it. I know it's coming.
Yes, it's coming. Yes, indeed.
And what surprised
me? Yep.
Man,
not surprised me at all, man.
And another thing, too, guys, just to everybody, too, it's just a recommendation, take it or leave it. But don't be one of the ones that see something coming and just sit back there holding your phone waiting. So you got to be prepared, too. So make preparations. What are you doing in the meantime? Just don't just be like, I saw it coming. You know, make preparations.
Right.
Make preparations. Don't just be holding your cell phone looking. Just saying, I knew it.
Right,
okay,
right.
You knew it, so what was you doing? What was your preparation?
Yeah, exactly. We'll see how this thing plays out. I could, you know, I could see another lockdown coming. I could see a number of things going down as we move forward, but, you know, we'll just let it play out in the theater of life. We'll let it play out like a movie. You feel me? But if you're just joining us, family, this is Collective Minds Radio. I'm Brother Kev. We got our brother Mufasa and Queen Ligel. We'll get to the call lines here in a second. Now, I did want to bring this up and share this with y'all, and then, you know, if y'all have something, we can do that or we can get to the call lines. But I was listening to some things and kind of doing a little research this week, and were you guys aware that, you know, a lot of the highways that were built in America were deliberately built to destroy thriving Black communities? Did y'all know that?
No, I didn't heard
that
before.
What
are you pulling this?
What you got?
Okay. Got you. So, and this happened all across the country, right? There was a national act, and this was in 1956, right? Eisenhower was the president, and they got funding, and I think they used it's called the Eisenhower National System of Interstate and Defense. This is when the majority of the highways
that
we travel today, highways that we travel today, were built. They would start being built around 1956. And just to give a little context on what the country was like in 56, we're talking about, you know, a few years before the Civil Rights Movement. 1956, Dr. King was killed in April of 68. So, you know, roughly in around the Civil Rights Movement and whatnot. Now, again, the highways were being built in 56. Emmett Till was killed in 1955, August 28, 1955. So at this time, just to put some context on why they built these highways, on this time, you know, it was during segregation. You had a lot of thriving black communities, right? You know, you had black businesses thriving. You had black families, right? You had black people on code because we had to be on code, right? The signs was up, white, black, this and that. We knew what time it was at this time. So here you have, in my opinion, in response to, you know, black people being on point, black people being economically sufficient, you know, black people were circulating their dollars in the community. In response to this, the federal government took it upon themselves to build highways and use eminent domain to just wipe out large black communities, right? Large black communities. This happened in Los Angeles. This happened in New York. This happened in Chicago. This happened any city USA you can name, Washington, D.C., like any city you want to name, this happened, and this was done deliberately, right? And like I said, it was in response to black people basically being fed up with the racism that they was experiencing. And then the death of Emmett Till, you know, there was a lot of riots and stuff going on around this time. Black people were standing up. So in response, the federal government took it upon themselves to build highways through these thriving communities, okay? And then I want to read this article real quick, and then, you know, we can get a response. But this is from STLMag.com where they talk about this. Now, it says St. Louis evicted 500 families, almost all of them African-American, from the Pershing Waterman redevelopment area. To build Interstate 55, the African-American community of Pleasant View was destroyed, and the residents were given vouchers for Pruitt-Igoe, right? Now, this according to the article. Now, we know Pruitt-Igoe was a project that eventually became a notorious project, right? So they gave these families who I assume were a lot of them were homeowners, they gave them vouchers to go live in Pruitt-Igoe. And then the article goes on to say about 20,000 African-American families lost homes when Mill Creek Valley was declared a slum and destroyed. Interstate 44 toppled more African-American families from the hill. The black community of Robertson was taken for airport expansion, as was a chunk of Kenlock. Parts of Meacham Park, North Webster, and Elm Park near Olivet were taken for redevelopment. More recently, Paul McKee anonymously brought up a large swath of the near north side, then held community meetings to explain he was trying to rescue the area and get basically benefits for redevelopment. But that article really just kind of focused on, you know, the St. Louis area and the region. But what we got to understand is this happened all over the country. And so I have two reasons for bringing this up. This is to show, you know, people like, well, ain't no white supremacy, ain't no this and that. This is what white supremacy looked like, because they had a problem, in my opinion, with black people rising up at this time, having stable communities, doing things for themselves. And so they were able to have the government come in. This just wasn't no regular old white folks just, you know, willing to mill. This is the power of the government can come in and basically make you move, relocate, you shut down businesses. Hundreds of businesses lost because of these highways. And so this is what white supremacy looks like, because if we as black people have a gripe or a grievance with some people, we're not able to just be like, oh, we just go eminent domain and get you up out of here. We just go build a highway and get you up out of here. This is what white supremacy looks like. And my second point of bringing this up is, at the time, they were not saying we coming through these neighborhoods because it was black, right? They used probably every excuse in a book, even though they probably were a little more, straightforward with it. But
I'll give you a quick example, Brother Kevin. They probably did something like the infrastructure bill that they're trying to pass now.
Exactly. So my point is, like, they're doing things right now to this day to undermine black people, but they're never going to come out and confess. You see what I'm saying? So we could talk about all this stuff about what black people need to do, this and that. And yes, yeah, okay. But what I'm saying is a lot of things are being done deliberately to sabotage black folks that we have no idea about. And then we don't find out until what? This was 1956. It's 2022 about to be. And, you know, a lot of people have not even heard of this, right? So they don't come out until years later and say, yeah, well, you know, we destroyed these black communities and now we want to fix it and make it right, right? So that's what I'm saying. These people, when I say these people, I mean the white supremacists who the system we're under run this system, they're never going to confess. They're always going to deflect, talk about Chicago and do all this stuff. And I know my brother Mufasa brings up Chicago a lot. But my thing is, I don't do that because Chicago is a proxy for all black people. Anytime you talk about police brutality or racism, they always say, what about Chicago? What about Chicago? That is to undermine and to justify black people being harmed. That's what they use that for. I understand Mufasa is saying, you know, black people, we need to get it together in a certain instance. But on the other flip side, they use that to justify harming all black people. Because, again, when you bring up police brutality or anything, well, what about Chicago? Why don't y'all do something about Chicago? It's like, no. Now you're deflecting. You see what I'm saying? But, again, there are things going on right now to undermine black people that we have no idea about. And it's not going to come out until years later. And then they'll be like, oh, yeah, just like with the crime bill and drugs in the community. Like, we know where that stems from. A lot of this stuff is being documented and being uncovered today. But, again, they're never going to confess. It's always going to be some other reason why they're doing this all the same time. Wink, wink. It's to undermine the progress of black people. So I just wanted to put that out there because a lot of people don't know. The highways we ride up and down every day literally were strategically put to destroy black homeowners, black businesses, and black families. So, I just wanted to put that out there. The research, there's plenty of articles, plenty of books. Yeah, go ahead.
And let me just be clear, too. I use the infrastructure bill as an example. So for all my patriots out there, I'm not suggesting that the infrastructure bill is some underlying plot to destroy black communities and black families and kill off the community. But I'm not saying that it's
right. Well, here's the thing, though, because with the infrastructure.
I'm not saying that it is, and I'm not saying that it's not. I'm just using it as an example.
But here's the thing, though. With the infrastructure bill that Biden is trying to push, they're actually saying they're trying to correct the wrong of the previous bill, the highway bill, because they know that it was wrong. So they're saying that with this new infrastructure bill, we want to make things right, you know, in these communities. So whether they do that or not, you know, that remains to be seen.
You know, also within that bill, they're wanting to do all new water pipes and things like that, and because they were saying they was concerned about the water pipes. I guess Flint, Michigan, it probably was a major, they had a major spotlight on it with the water there. So they said they want to put new pipes and things like that to get better water through it to communities and things like that.
Right, right, right. Yeah, I'm sure I haven't looked into it, you know, in depth like that. But, yeah, I'm sure some things in there. But I know one of the things is they said they were trying to, you know, right the wrong from this previous thing in 1956 where they built all these highways through these black communities, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's just a little bit of history. Again, the research is out there. You can look up. There's tons of articles. I think you got books out, but this stuff is finally coming out, 60 years later or so. It's being put to the forefront and in the mainstream. But at the time, you know, they just went on and did what they did. You know, you Negroes just move. We'll give you a voucher to the projects. Get on up out of here. Close your businesses. Whoop-de-woo, whatever, whatever. And then fast forward to the 80s and 90s, they want to point the finger at the high crime rate and why all these killings are going on in the community. Well, you just destroyed the infrastructure. You know what I'm saying? You just took away all the businesses and opportunities. Now you want to point the finger and be like, look at them. They're animals. They're just killing each other. But you're not talking about the opportunities that you just wiped out for generations and left these people hopeless, then you drop drugs in their community, and then you just point the finger. See what I'm saying? So there's a lot of things that have been going on in history of this country that we are not privy to, and we can get caught up into, you know, falling for the okey-doke and let them point the finger at us as if we have the problem. But I don't buy into that. I know where the stuff stems from. I know there have been traps set. And, you know, we can make better decisions. Yes, all of us can. You know what I'm saying? That's across the board. But, you know, when you make a man hungry, he's going to take greater risk. Let's just put it like that. You know,
in other words,
give nobody
drown
no
a
way
man
out.
Reach for a straw. In other words,
exactly.
What Brother Kevin, and a drown a man and reach for a straw.
Exactly. But, yeah, I digress. I just wanted to put that out there. I thought that was fascinating. I heard a few things, but, you know, just doing a little on-the-surface research, and, man, it was amazing. Like I say, from Miami, every city USA you can name, this was done in. Miami, Los Angeles, New York, St. Louis, Detroit. Like, I mean, the list goes on and on, but I leave that, you know, for the family to research. But I digress. I don't know if y'all want to respond or y'all want to hit the call lines or what.
Mufasa?
Yeah, I'm ready for the call line.
Okay. Area code 314-381. Caller, you're on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or do you have a comment?
Well, you know, you guys ought to be happy as heck to hear me on the correct misinformation about how we
are.
Oh, let's
get it. I'm not in it.
Well, see, you learn, Mustafa. I noticed you sit back and watch. You ain't jumping on nothing fast. But that's not true.
What's not true? But
the National Interstate and Defense Highway Act, the National Defense Act and Highway Act was proposed by Rockefeller, Alfred P. Stone, and I can't think of the person who was ahead of Firestone Tire. It's because Americans, 8 out of 10 Americans had automobiles, and they wanted to kill the electric streetcars, which they did. The National City Lines on the streetcars. And you can't say that they destroyed black businesses. If you ever took Highway 66 out to California from St. Louis to Great Summit and on through those states on out to California, look at all the white towns that was eliminated when they ran the new interstate highway. And I can't think of that highway. I want to say Highway 40, but I think that's wrong. it runs parallel with 66 all the way out to California. And you had white town after white town after white town after white town that the highway did not offer any exits to those towns, and they became ghost towns. And now what you have, many of them have become tourist attractions. They got a deal where you can get a passport in California, and as you travel that highway to its termination, which is now in Chicago, along parallel with I-55, at certain locations, certain attractions, you can get a stamp. And by the time you run the whole distance, your entire passport would have stamps in it showing that you did attend these locations. And Alpha P. Sloan, who was the president of GM, Alpha P. Sloan Foundation today fund many black organizations. Kevin, where you get this stuff from?
I guess not.
No, sir, you did not disprove anything I said, sir. Number one, Eisenhower had to approve what you're talking about. So whoever did it, it was approved by the federal government. We're talking about federal highways.
Well, yes, the highway,
okay.
Because it was for military purposes.
This is of course, if you run through if you run highways across America, you're going to hit a few white communities. But what I'm telling you,
it wasn't a few white communities. You had white towns that was wiped out. You can go on YouTube today and follow some tourists who take the trip, and they tell you about the white towns that were, you know, 66 went down Washington Road.
What I'm telling you, right?
What
I'm telling you, sir.
Let me ask a question, real fast.
Go ahead.
Okay, it was white towns that was wiped out. What did you do? Who was affected by it the most?
Well, you know, here's another thing too, Elijah. There wasn't black American towns. Wait a minute. Let me tell you something. See, this is another thing that black Americans do. Anything that black you want to claim, just like they try to claim Rihanna. Rihanna is a Barbados. She's not no black American. Those was Creek and other Indians that formed those towns.
No,
come
sir.
On.
I agree with the Rihanna.
Not all of them.
I agree with Rihanna.
No. And then,
all of them. So which one was it then, Kevin? Which one?
What I'm telling you is.
No, you said not all of them. Name me some that was not. Which black town? You know where they put the Stan Musial Bridge in?
That were not what?
The one that comes from there in North St. Louis over into Illinois. East St. Louis was complaining too, so they went on and put an exit ramp off into there, which, you know, okay. But Route 66, the famous Route 66, when they put the highway through, and I can't think of the number of that highway, it runs clean out to California. They killed Route 66 and killed many, 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 many towns along the way. And they wasn't black. What was blacks? Blacks was up in Oklahoma.
It's not even. No, sir. What? No, you're not listening. What I was talking about was.
I tell you what I'm going to do. I ain't going to argue with you.
I said
what I want you to do,
sir.
Well, Route 66.
This is well documented. We're talking about, you talking about on the way to California. You talking about Kansas, Colorado, Wyoming, Idaho. There are no black people there. I'm not talking about that.
Kevin, listen to me. If you saying that highways ran through the city, you're already in the city. The Dan Ryan in Chicago runs through the city. You're already in the city. So how are you going to knock out black businesses? You ain't knocking out the houses. The people that go to black businesses along the Dan Ryan, they don't get on the Dan Ryan to go to those businesses. They just drive up and down the street.
Sir, this is well documented. Like, this is not even speculation. You're just arguing. Just to be,
that's one of
them
hood legend stories, man.
Stuff,
get out of here.
No, this stuff is well documented. Sir.
All right, I tell you what. When they ran Highway 40, when they done Highway 40, the people in the hill up in the Italian community, up there around McCree, over around the Plumbers Hall, and I can't think of all the name of the street. They didn't want no exit off of Highway 40 coming through their neighborhood. That's why you got Hampton Avenue, and the next one is down at King's Highway. All in between there. I tell you, say we don't. And matter of fact, they did put one in there. And one of the reasons why they don't want blacks coming over into the community. I can't blame them if that's what they want to do. Huh?
Stop it, sir. Stop it.
Blacks didn't live over on the hill. Matter of fact, today on the hill, when families sell homes, they don't put no for sale signs on their yard. It's all word of mouth.
What does it have to do with the highways?
Huh? Well, you said that they ran highways through cities and killed black businesses. I'm saying blacks don't get on the high. When you want to go shopping, do you get on Highway 70 when you can drive down Natural Bridge?
What?
Think, man. Just all
huh?
I ask is just you
what?
Think.
Huh?
Think. What are you saying?
Wait. Now you lost me.
He's
no,
saying,
sir. You lost me.
Yeah, look. He's saying all of our black businesses are in our community. We don't get on the highways to travel to way out to no black land to buy stuff. All our stuff was by streets, walking, public transportation.
Mustafa, those are not black businesses. What are you talking about? The Asians and Arabs and Chinese have the businesses in black communities. What are you
talking
about? We talking
about
now.
1957 when there was what you call an Eastern Avenue. You didn't get on no highway to go down Eastern Avenue.
Right.
No, that's not.
You didn't get on the highway to go shop in Wellston.
Right, but that's not the point. But now when they destroyed those businesses, what do people do? When they destroyed
you're talking
those
about
businesses.
No, wait a minute. You said the reason
why they
ran the highway was to kill black businesses. I'm telling you that blacks did not get on those where Highway 70 runs now. There was no black business. What black businesses were destroyed over there? Now they did move people out. I would agree with you on that, and I would agree with you on the cemetery out there. By the airport.
And the airport. Sir, what are you talking about? That's the same thing.
So you mean to tell me that they move the graves, man? They do that all the time.
Let's just stick with that real quick. What black businesses were destroyed?
That's what I want
to
know.
I mean,
black shopped in Wellston and black shopped down Eastern Avenue.
Yeah, downtown.
Eastern Avenue is now Martin Luther King. Yeah. Martin Luther King, Eastern Avenue had all the auto car parts shops along that stretch there between King's Highway all the way down to about, I guess you can say Grand. So
yeah.
That's some stuff somebody's putting out
chose,
that's...
black folks just chose to go out. To go out and shop with white folks because they ain't got no common sense.
Well,
they,
blacks
they
in Ferguson.
Black
no,
blacks in Ferguson.
So y'all go turn this? Y'all go turn this on black people now?
Yeah,
are
it
you
is.
Serious?
Who made black people move
black
out to Wentzville, Kevin? Who
they
was it that called blacks to move out to Wentzville?
The projects got tore down.
I can open up a Fish and Chicken right here in the hood right now, and ain't nobody gonna shop. Everybody gonna go to the Arab.
Then you made mention of Pruitt-Igoe. You contradicted yourself when you made mention of Pruitt-Igoe, because Pruitt was for blacks and Igoe was for whites, wasn't it? So how did it just hurt black people?
I never heard that.
Pruitt was for blacks and Igoe was for whites. Man, where you guys go to school?
Sir, are you serious?
Sometimes you just got to hold black people accountable for their actions.
You
oh,
do. And like I said, like I just got through saying,
white supremacists accountable?
Who made, didn't no white supremacists make blacks move out of Ferguson all the way across the Missouri River into St. Charles County, where the communities are 95% white and the police departments are all white?
It's a history of black people being displaced in this country. Like, where have y'all been? Like, are you serious?
They're not displaced.
What do you mean?
They
had a whole project. They had a whole project in every city full of black people. And
okay,
what happened to those black people when they got tore down?
They moved
to
other areas.
Exactly. What do you mean?
They moved to low-rise homes because they tore them damn elevators up. People got sick and tired of walking up all them damn stairs.
Where are the black people at who lived in the city in the 90s? In the 90s, where are those black people at who was in the city? We had all those.
They moved out to the county.
The high schools that was full of children. Where are they all at now?
Look, your Secretary of State, Missouri Secretary of State lives in Walnut Park. I can't think of his name. He's the Secretary of State of Missouri right now. He lived in Walnut Park, went to school there. His mother was by herself. She wasn't, her husband or something quit, and something happened to him. But then she moved over to South St. Louis, you know, right around the time when you know who started moving into that area. And guess what? When blacks started moving out of the projects into the area like Walnut Park and Baden, they wasn't in Baden. Guess what the blacks that was there, guess what they done? They ran from them blacks and went out into your Ferguson, your Berkeleys, your Moline Acres. They didn't go to Spanish Lake right at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Now, after Mike Brown, those blacks that ran from North St. Louis, hang on. After Mike Brown, those blacks fled further west. I know some that moved clean to Westfield.
Sir, you're older than me, and I expect you to know this. Just in my lifetime, I've seen the migration of black people from the city, which started to get gentrified and moved to the county. Like, you can see the progress of people moving in these areas. Like, it's no secret that St. Louis, Chicago, these are some of the most segregated cities in America. Baltimore, these are segregated cities. And it's no coincidence that these are cities with high crime rates, sir.
You know,
so
you know the Cochran Gardens downtown?
That's what
you
I'm
know the
Cochran you.
Gardens this downtown? Cochran Gardens during the time of Ronald Reagan and Jack Kemp, who was head of the Housing and Urban Development. Bertha Gilkey formed a tenement management organization where they managed those who moved in the carrying on in Cochran Gardens. Now, when time comes to tear down the old Cochran Gardens, they negotiated to build a new Cochran Garden. And guess what? They negotiated that the people who had to leave temporarily could come back and occupy the brand new units and pay no more than what they was paying in the old units. That's a fact. The story is on YouTube.
Okay.
And you guys come
all
up.
Right.
I don't know who's... Did you pay for that information? You need to go get your money back. I'll see y'all later.
Peace.
Get off my line, you mess. Call him.
Right.
She came up here talking all that foolishness.
He really didn't say nothing.
He wore me out with all that mess. I just came to a point where it's like, I'm sorry, y'all. Mufasa, there's no surprise. You always bail out. Yeah. You bail out. You don't.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna even go there with you right now. But you'll bail out anyway. Because
I have to hold black people accountable.
You got a flag on your both sides, so it don't matter. I just hold black people accountable.
That's all I do. What's right is right, what's wrong is wrong. And black people do some wrong too.
No, bro. What are you talking about? What do you mean what's right is right? when wrong is wrong.
I already said real fast, because I know we got to get to the other callers, but I already said, those black businesses that you're talking about, it's black people wanting to go out and shop with white folks. They destroyed their own businesses. They stopped patronizing the black business. Wellston fell apart because black people stopped going to Wellston and shopping. You know where they wanted to go? They wanted to go out to the county and shop, and that's what they did. And those businesses fell apart. The highway didn't have nothing to do with that. That's them because they decided to go shop way out. They wanted to go out to Lily White Land. They chose to
family.
Go out. Segregation, desegregation was the worst thing for black folks. We should have stayed segregated, stayed forced to shop with each other. When they got the choice, they chose to go shop and play with Lily White folks. That's their fault. That's their fault. That's why we were in the condition we are in now. That's part of the reason.
Part.
Facts.
Part. Y'all want to talk about the other part.
Y'all want to talk about the other part. I brought this up hundreds of times. Black people fled North St. Louis because of the crime. The crime by who? By black people.
Okay.
They got the hell out of there. They like, man, I'm going to stay around here and deal with this mess. I'm out.
I'm glad you acknowledge that you're only talking about one, a part of it, because
I'm just talking about the part. Yes.
Right, you're talking about a part, one part of a full story. So I'm glad you acknowledge
right.
that because
right, and you guys are doing the same thing, and you guys are doing the same thing, talking about a part of a full story.
Right, you're right, but we're not. What you're doing is telling us that our part is wrong and didn't happen, is untrue.
But it's not debatable. This is documented. Like it's not even this is not even debatable. Now you could talk about why the black people are spending money, but this is not even something that's debatable.
All I want to know is what the highway destroyed. Yeah. If y'all want to answer that, feel free. I'm going to leave it alone there. What business did the highway destroy?
Any businesses that a thriving community would have. Grocery stores, restaurants, what businesses would a thriving community have? Stores,
the highway.
I'm going to just speak right now. Because it sounds like the call in Mufasa, it's like they're just focusing on St. Louis. We have a big world. So, unfortunately, they just centered on Wellston. Everybody don't know about Wellston. And that doesn't mean that just because Wellston wasn't destroyed, that at the time of the development and at the time that they were planning these things, that the highways wasn't doing exactly what Brother Kevin just mentioned, which y'all act like he the only person that brought this up. These are stories that are out there. This is not just him saying this on his own. These are stories about this situation. So it's not like this is just, I think y'all are just too focused on trying to prove that racism doesn't exist, that you just want to throw away any type of information and reject it that someone is bringing up just for the sake of it. Because y'all keep talking about St. Louis. Highways are all around this, all around the world. So you can't just say that because we not telling you what business was that was destroyed right here in Wellston, that the whole story is just foolishness. So you was quiet when Brother Kevin was saying something, you probably should have just stayed quiet when the caller came on too. Because now what you're doing is just trying to co-sign something that he is incorrect on. Just because you want to prove another point. You talking about black people didn't support businesses in Wellston. It ain't got nothing to do with the highway situation that what Brother Kevin was talking about. They don't have nothing to do with the story. And I'm done for now.
Okay, right, right. So, but again, there's plenty of articles, there's plenty of books. All you got to do is type in highways built in the U.S., and you're going to get plenty of articles that are going to come up, even some books. Now, this happened in Detroit as well, as I mentioned. So I'm gonna read this little excerpt real quick, okay? And again, when we do information from news sources, we take them with a grain of salt. But again, this is from CNN Business, and the title of this article is "Highways That Destroyed Black Neighborhoods Are Crumbling. Some want to undo that legacy." Okay, that's the name. That's the title of the article. "Highways that destroyed black neighborhoods are crumbling. Some want to undo that legacy." Stroll down to the bottom. Here's a quick excerpt, and this is from Jordan. This person's name is Jordan. They are a Detroit historian. Okay, it says Jordan, the Detroit historian, finds that when he gives tours and lectures, few people know the history of Black Bottom and Detroit's black businesses and institutions. He's used to hearing from people who've heard that black people messed up the city. He said a belief that the city was great when Henry Ford was in Detroit and the things were great until blacks took over the city. He has called for government to reach out to black businesses damaged when the neighborhood was destroyed more than 60 years ago, so they can be among the beneficiaries of the redevelopment. And Jordan added that the historical marker and community center should be built in the new neighborhood to educate people about Black Bottom. So, okay, yeah, so Black Bottom is one of the neighborhoods out of hundreds in the country, but this is one in Detroit that was specifically destroyed by the building of highways. And if you care to do some research on it, you can look up Black Bottom in Detroit and see which highway went through it. I'm sure you can probably get a list of the businesses that were destroyed. The same as you can do here in St. Louis. Everything is documented. So, you know, for the caller to call up and say that this is not true, like, it's not even debatable. This, like, you can do
minimal research
and look up and see what it is. You know what I'm saying?
I got to say this, you know, because I'm not trying to discredit what y'all are saying. I know Roger was passing in on her feelings. So I'm not going to say too much about it. But I do have to say this. Even with that being said, you guys still do not hold us as this accountable for our actions. And that highway going through a little section of a city here or a section of a city there, in my humble opinion, did not do as much damage as the damage that we have done by not patronizing our own buildings. The damage that we have done, in my humble opinion, is worse, because we chose to leave our communities and go out and spend our money with white folks. And we chose, and our prominent people who make money chose to go live with white folks. Now, I'm not saying what y'all are saying didn't hurt either, but in my opinion, what we did to ourselves was worse and hurt worse.
Right,
that's
but
all
look,
I'm saying.
But what, okay, got you, bro. But listen, let me tell you this. What I'm telling you is that the highways being built and destroying communities, this was a catalyst to everything you're talking about, meaning it was the beginning to black folks getting money, moving out, or whatever, whatever. But remember, pre-1956 or pre-the 50s, black people lived in the same neighborhood. Doctors, mm-hmm. lawyers, teachers, factory workers, we all live next to each other. So what I'm telling you is the catalyst to destroying that cohesiveness was the building of these highways. And when you talk about an economic base, and of course you're not going to destroy every black community, but we're talking about some of the most vibrant black communities that were destroyed. So when you talk about an economic base, a hub where people, you know, businesses and things like that going on, when you take that out, it's going to affect other parts of the city. And then when you add on segregation or desegregation, right, where we could spend our money anywhere, that adds to the problem. But this highway that happened, again, in 56 or in the 50s, this was the catalyst to everything that you're talking about. And,
well,
so,
let me, and also let me add this in there, too, because I think this is also important to say. I don't think it was the only catalyst. It was other things, but it was definitely
right.
a strategic plan to do exactly what Mufasa is bringing up. You know, it was a strategic
right.
plan. It was one of the plans that was put into play, along with other things. The highway, of course, because it's not like you guys were mentioning. Of course, now we don't have a highway straight through Wellston. No, of course not. But it was still one of the many things, and it did play a major role, just like other things played a role in ushering in the exact issues and problems that you are expressing, Mufasa. It's a reason why these, I always feel like for every action, there's a reaction. So, yes, although I agree, it is something that hurt the community when we don't support the community, but it's a reason. We have to focus on the why. Why is it happening? You know, if something happened, just like, it's just like it, with anything else, if, yeah, it's the why. If your child do something, you don't just go straight for his head like, oh, you broke this glass. Don't you? I think you should want to know why, what happened. You know, did he slip to break the glass? You know, you want to know the why, like what is making this happen? And it's like sometimes it just seems like you and the caller just don't even care about the why. Like you don't think it's the why. Like you just think black people woke up one day and said, you know what? You know, let me do this. Let me, and that's just not the case. It's, you know, it's like, what are the reasons why these things are in place? So I just thought that was important to say, because I know we talked a lot about the highways, but I don't want to give the wrong impression, like that's the only reason because of the highways. There's other things. And that's it. You know, I want to go to another call line.
Hey,
all right, we better go to another call because we'll be going around for around one.
Area code 315-767. Call you on with Collective Minds Radio. You have a question or a comment?
I don't know. Let's see here.
Oh.
So I'm an over the road trucker, and I love these interstates. I tell you that. Yeah. So I guess they had to do what they had to do so I could be out here making this money a long time ago. That was a long time ago. And we live in today. So,
facts.
Yeah, some happened a long time ago. These things happened a long time ago, we went to war. You know, a long time ago, you know, we lived in caves. But today is
no.
a new day for people to make new choices.
I never
life.
Lived in a cave.
I know you didn't.
My ass
and you never had
either.
And you never had a black business either. But
I
somebody
guess I have.
Did. Somebody did, and you know what?
But,
their business got, you know, had to get knocked down so a highway could get built. That's called progress. White, black, Native American, Hispanic, it don't matter. The highways are here now. We use them to make the money, or you can sit around and complain about them. Because somebody's business a long time ago was knocked down.
Well, it's not about that. It's not about just somebody's businesses. It's about the intention and the deliberate undermining of specific communities.
I can see,
so, yeah, it's not about this.
I can see how city planners could have been like, well, you know what? These people here, they paid us a little bit of lobby money to get the, you know, the highway routed this way. These people didn't pay us any lobby money, so, and you know, and they're black. So let's go ahead and just run the highway through this area, and then these people can move, and these other people, they didn't pay us either. You know, they just happen to be close enough to the black people where they're going to get caught up in it too. And these businesses, you know, these buildings got to get tore down. But guess what? That shit is done and over 70 years ago. Why the stagnation? Your business got knocked down, you go move it somewhere else. Or
Your
someone
community.
Else build up a business.
No,
yeah, in your community.
You guys.
And then you build it up. And if you don't continue to utilize the services of yourselves, well, then it's just going to fall apart. Right. But again, this is history. We understand history. All we can do now is try to keep our eyes open, and when they pass these foo-foo bills around, like the infrastructure thing, take the time, if you care, and look at what it actually says. Now, if you're just going to complain about it after the fact, that's your own fault for letting it happen to you. But if you're not going to sit down and read the infrastructure bill and see what's coming at you, and then figure out, well, how the hell did we even get to this bill being placed? Well, it's because of the people that were voted in. Well, how did these people get voted in? Because you didn't care what they was doing. You just care what they look like. They don't care what they're doing to you either. They just care if they got the people putting the money in their pocket to get what they want done. And we're just down here getting highways put through our houses and our businesses. We don't matter. But me, I like the highways. They help me make money. I utilize what y'all call the white devil, what the white devil put down there. Well, I'll just run my truck right over and make me some money.
And I don't call the white people white devils. I don't do that.
The supremacists and whatnot. Well, I just run my truck right across these highways and make that money. But I don't like to sit around and get angry off of things. You know, I like to know what you said, but I already knew about these highways. I already knew about, you know, it goes along the lines of the gerrymandering and the redlining. You know, they always it's got something to do with race, but it also has a lot to do with lobbying and who has the money to get things to go around their business. That's why the 44 is so crooked and curvy as I drive down the highway coming up the 44 to get on the 55. That shit is why would it curve like that? Why can't it just go straight on through? But it's because somebody lobbied for the highway to go through this part of their district and not this part of their district.
Exactly. So let Bianchi and Toy tell it, this wasn't happening. happened.
And it has to do with black, and it has to do with race. It's kind of like the class. Black race was a lower class back then. They didn't look at us, you know, as so human. We're just a lower class of people. And the money. The white people and the white businesses had the money. But it's not even about the money. They had the knowledge of who to put whose hands to put that money in. Because the white people were part of the larger society, and the black people were under society. So they might not have known the white hands to put the money in to keep the roads from going through their businesses.
Thank you.
And their neighborhoods.
Can I ask y'all a quick question? And it's still on subject, though. Can y'all just tell me, like, the top three or four businesses, black businesses, that black people patronize?
I don't know that.
Anybody?
I don't know that one.
Even the top four black businesses that black people fully patronize.
Are there any black businesses that are actually franchised out here other than Popeye's Chicken?
Wait a minute. Hold on. I think Roger got one. Come on.
I was asking, was FUBU one at one point?
So you saying
closed? I don't think they're out now.
No, I'm talking about currently. Currently, right now.
Yeah, I mean, that's hard to say, which is sad. Mm. But the only thing I can P. Diddy have something that people support, and 50 Cent, they have something that people support.
I'm interested in knowing. Maybe I should just do a search and see black-owned businesses that I can.
That's what I think, but I might be wrong. Yeah, that's what I think, Mufasa. That's my answer, but I might be wrong because I'm really unsure. But I thought Puff Daddy and 50 Cent and had some things that black people supported.
Okay, let's go with that a little bit. You know what I can think of that they have? They got their name
alcohol.
Invested in alcohol.
Yeah.
Yep, a lot of alcohol.
We support liquor. If
yep,
it is
alcohol,
some type of fashion, we may support that. We'll support each other's drug business. We'll support that. Outside of stuff like that, what black businesses do we have that black people flock to? Because I can't think of none.
Well, wasn't Andy Season a good example? Wasn't Andy Seasoning a pretty good example? Andy Seasoning?
I mean, I guess. I guess you could say that. But I'm sure that's not all that's in our cabinets. Some people rock with Andy's, you know, some people don't. But if I got a all-black construction company or where are the all-black grocery store chains? I take it back. We'll support black-owned barbershops because, hey, who else going to cut our hair? But other things, when we have a choice, we choose to shop with other people. Or we don't put all our money together like we could and create a chain of stores. Because I get what, like I said, once again, I get this stuff with the highways, but you telling me people couldn't have recouped, got money together, and said, hey, we're going to build a black business. We're going to move it, put it here,
mm-hmm.
And the black people in that community said, we're going to patronize this business. But they made a choice not to. They made a choice not to.
Well, I agree.
Nobody
honestly
put a gun to their head and forced them to do it. They chose to do this.
Okay, so let me say this. Let me just make this statement because I'm not going to say that I disagree with what you just said just now. However, you know, now this is, I'm speaking from my point of view and my perspective. I've experienced, you know, just being fed up. I've experienced that before. You know, so the highway thing is just a small issue. And that's why I brought it up earlier and explained it, and to be clear that this is just one thing to talk about amongst many things to talk about. So we weren't there at the time. You know, we didn't go through a lot of the stuff that, you know, they were going through back then. You know, perhaps they was tired. Yeah, I agree. There's a lot of options, a lot of choices that could have been made.
But,
Let me stop you one quick second
because I just want to make sure that you understood that I also said now, though, because I'm tying what we did then in to what we do now. We're still doing it. We're still doing the same thing. Same mistakes we made then, we're making them now. We choose to do something else. Look, quick example, and I'm going to leave it at this. I sell the Final Call newspaper. It's a fully black-owned paper. But I have to go out and beg my community to patronize it. Because they so high booty, they can't even give me $2 for a black-owned newspaper. But they can go out and get Rillo, buy hair weave, nails, everything else. But I have to beg for $2 to support a black-owned newspaper. And this is why I don't play. I'm tired of making up excuses for black people. I understand all what we went through, but black people make bad choices. that hurt us. And that's just one little small business that I had to throw out there. You have a business. You have a black-owned business. And I know you understand what I'm talking about when it comes to dealing with our people and your business.
Yeah, I do.
That's what I'm saying. We have got to stop making these excuses and start supporting our black business. If it has to move, okay, move. And we got to support it. We have to support. We can support these just because they had to move or relocate. We have the resources. We spend our money on all types of stuff. But we choose not to support black-owned businesses. We make that choice. We're too lazy. We choose to just make what's simple. It's the easiest right. It's right there. That's a little cheap. I'm going to go with this. We don't actively say, hey, I'm going to make sure I support a black business.
Since he came right in and just stole the mic right out of my hand.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
At this point, I'm just going to bow out again for now, just to try to get to some of the callers. So I didn't get a chance to make my point, but maybe perhaps another time I will. But you just heard Mufasa point, and let's try to get to the call lines, Brother Kevin. You cool with that?
Yeah, I had something to say just real quick, because I would say I think black people, we're at a point now where we are supporting black businesses. And I just leave it at that. It just depends on the type of black people you're around. You have some people that want to stay on their plantation, and you have some black people that want to empower themselves. We need to get and congregate with the black people that want to empower themselves and leave the people who want to stay on that plantation where they're at, and don't have them, the people that want to stay on that plantation, the black people that's off code, that does not represent black people. In my opinion, that doesn't represent the black people I know and the black people that I associate with. So,
I got to keep 100. Brother Kev does have a business. I haven't even been able to fully support his business. And that's shame on me. You know what I'm saying? All three of us on here got some type of business function. And we know that our people do not fully support our businesses. We got to keep that real.
Yeah. I didn't get a chance to make my point. So, I have something to say about that, but I know we're running out of time, so I know we have some callers that have been patiently waiting. So I'll give my time to them. We have these discussions all the time, so I'll get a chance to one of you. But I understand what you're saying, Mufasa. I know we have a call on the line with us now. Let's bring in another call. Eric Holt, 14616. Caller, you're on with Collective Minds Radio. You have a question or a comment.
Hey, guys. I guess the direction of the conversation kind of shifts from what I thought it was going to be. But I was just curious. I kind of had a twofold question. My first question, since we started off talking about the whole, the variant and the vaccine, what do you guys believe collectively is going to be not just black America, but black people's position on what's being engineered on us? And the question to Bianchi, we may not have time to get to him, but when he pointed the finger back at black people, my question is, when it comes to the decision with these highways and other things, who is making the decision? Is it black people making the decision, or is it white people? And I asked that because I got to go to the answer to Baba to this transition. He said that if everybody white died right now, white supremacy would still exist. So I think until we really kill the white person, so-called, inside of us, we're going to still continue to have these issues. How long? you're laughing, but what he said.
No, I'm laughing. I'm laughing because you 100, because you're right. I'm sorry, brother.
And I mean, You know, so I want to also ask you guys too, if that were the case, that if we did get rid of this whole idea, how long do you think it would take us to turn back to our original form?
All right. Okay, thanks, Carla. Hold on line. We're going to get the answer for that.
Yeah, right on. Now, he made a good point. I mean, because we in this system, we've been taught by these people, there is a white person inside of every black person. You know what I'm saying? As well as a nigga for a lot of black people, which is a creation of the white man. And so, yes, you have to consciously work to exercise those thoughts, those, you know, problem-solving skills, just all those things, because we have been so embedded and educated in this society by white people, it's easy to show anti-black sentiments. It's easy to look at white people as, oh, they don't do nothing. They just be letting y'all, it's the niggas that do it. They just be letting y'all roam free, and y'all the one choose to mess it up. It's easy to do that because this is what they've instilled in us. They've told us that black people don't do this, black people ain't this, black people ain't that, and white people are the clean, you know, supreme. They're the, you know, they're the guidelines of this society. And that type of mentality has been embedded into a lot of black people. And it's up to us to consciously relearn and educate ourselves and try to get that stuff about our heads and understand that black people, we are powerful. Our degenerates, because, again, every race has degenerates in their society. Black people, we cannot let the degenerates represent us, even though the white people put our degenerates on Front Street and be like, oh, look, that black person's stealing. That's what they all do. Look, that black person, they fighting. That's all they all do. But we know that's not true. So it has to be up to us to change the narrative when it comes to that. Now, as far as how black people are going to respond to, you know, to the push of the Delta variant push and all that, I think a lot of black people are skeptical, as they should be. And then you have some black people that are falling in line. So it's just kind of hard to tell. I kind of know from what I'm seeing, it's about 60-40, you know, if I could take my own personal assessment of my circle, meaning 60 is kind of for the vaccine, and then I have a small 40% that's like, nah, we ain't messing with it. And I'm just talking about family members, uncles, auntie, you know what I'm saying? So it just depends. Like I say, my circle is like 60-40. 60 probably with it, and 40 is skeptical and holding back right now from what I see, so. That's my quick response to that, to the problem.
No fine.
Sake of time, I'm not gonna respond. Brother Kerry, if you don't hit the nail.
All right, we're gonna try to get to just to get one more caller. Area code 319-572 caller. You're on with Collective Minds Radio. You have one question or one comment, make it plain, caller.
I know you already kind of. Y'all ain't trying to defend them old, run-down, outdated buildings y'all got down there with all that, what is it, knob tube and wire, lead piping. Sometimes it's cheaper just to tear the building down than it is trying to fix things up y'all got down there, too.
All right, that's your comment, Hall?
Well, I can go on about several towns, white towns,
you know
that have been the highways that they built up here on 61 and 34. All the little white towns that they took the highway around that are going through them now. I like it too. Save me time, and I ain't got to be profiled or fight that crack as police. So.
Well, we appreciate you calling in, leaving us with your comment. I wish we had more time to get the rest of them, but we do appreciate you calling in all the time. So, hey, I know we got 5 minutes, Brother Kevin. Yeah, Everybody got to say they last piece. We got Zenithon still on with us. I want him to say his one last word as well.
I just make it plain. I just put that information out there for us or people, you know, to do their own research. It's all good. Like I say, it's nothing that's debatable. It's not to make excuses. It's just to know history, especially in the part of, you know, the country that you live in. A lot of this stuff is documented. And if we don't know, we just don't know. And again, we will continue to, point the finger and do all this and that. But I'm just keeping it as far as I see. There is a reason behind everything. And I understand the condition they put our peoples in. That's why it's hard for me to steady chastise them, because I'm going to the culprit. I'm going to the people who orchestrated, you know, these situations that we find ourselves in. Yes, we have to do better, but that's across the board. Everybody has to do better. White, black, whoever, we all can do better. We all can do more. You see what I'm saying? But don't deliberately try to set me up and sabotage me and undermine me and then point the finger when I behave in a way that you wanted me to behave in the first place. You know what I'm saying? That you were setting up in the first place. So that's just my thing. But, yeah, I digress. We'll keep everybody posted on this Delta variant and how this shit plays out coming up. But I digress.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say this little something right here. Keep your food stores. Get yourself some food stored away. Pack your ammo high and dry. Keep your weapons well oiled and maintained. And prepare for these lockdowns and the nonsense that's coming up to us because of this COVID crap and all this other bullshit that the government's going to start throwing at us. Not even by them, but through the corporations and whatnot. So just prepare. Don't get caught flat foot. Like they're saying, Rigel was saying, don't get caught looking at your cell phone when it happens. Make sure you got yourself some stuff stored away so you can survive.
All right. Thanks so much, Colin. Appreciate you. Mufasa, take it away.
Yeah, all I'm gonna say is I am thankful that Brother Kev brought it up, a good topic of discussion. And we've said before, at this point, I let them, you know, bring up these things about white supremacy, and we all have to have our things that we focus on. We need both of these conversations. Kevin is bringing up what white supremacy kicked off, and I'm going to always bring up what we need to do to get ourselves to avoid these new traps and stay away from them. Because he said one thing that we all need to do better, whites, blacks, browns, this and that and the third. The only thing I challenge with that is I don't think white people look for us to do better. I don't think the other brown people look for us to do better. So I'm not worried about what other people do. I'm not worried about white people doing better and brown people doing better. I'm focused on what black people need to do. We do better for ourselves so we're not stuck behind the rest of the cultures.
All right. You heard Mufasa. Heard Brother Kevin. Everybody made some great points. This was a good discussion. I thank everybody for tuning in with us tonight. Appreciate you. Like always, any show topic ideas, email at collectivemindsyahoo.com. Find us on Facebook. Find us on Twitter, Instagram. And tune in with us next Sunday, 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Peace.
Play out, guys.
Collective mind.
What they thought.